Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our Episode 5 recap for Survivor Winners at War. It was the Tribe Swap episode, and I think it was the best one of the season. That's my personal opinion. It has really nothing to do with the vote out. It has to do with all of the social interactions that went on before that. I loved the way these tribes shook out. I loved how everybody tried to take control of their various tribes. I thought everything was just fantastic. Alexa, your dream boy, Wendell, he just sucks. Tell him I said that. Call Ooh. Wendell on the Wendell phone and tell him he sucks.
Call him on the Wendell phone. I'll call him on Shane's Blackberry. Yeah, Cele is like my new favorite tribe. This Cele is the best group of five ever assembled. And I'm just going to say that right there. That 10-minute sequence, however long that was, of Parvati just like being Parvati. She was amazing. I caught myself like just smiling giddily at my computer when she was like, well, that was awkward after Nick told her that he had a crush on her. That was so good. Her and Michelle were so good. If anybody's ever been at a party with an ex and needed to interact with them. Imagine putting that on national television. That was I felt that discomfort. I felt the, we're going to walk by each other and not talk. And Wendell, Mr. Smooth, was stumbling over his words tonight. You never see that.
Yeah, I noticed that. He was struggling there a little bit. Also, whose side are we on? This is like a Bachelor conversation
this
now.
Is big.
Whose side are we on? Are we on Wendell's side or Michelle's side? Because Michelle said they dated. Wendell said they kicked it.
And that's what I had said last week. I was like, I don't know if they're on the same page about what went down. And we will never know, and it's not our right to know that. But that he actually said we kicked it twice, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Michelle comes out on top in this situation, and that's why we're getting Michelle's here. POV.
Yeah, Michelle's a good guy here. It's so good. And when they were just like, should we go take a dip and make the boys jealous? And Michelle was like Parvati's like, oh, I see myself in you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about that tribe, though. So we have Nick and Yule and Wendell. So we got Yule. He had that really emotional moment earlier, which we'll talk about for sure. We have Wendell. We have Nick. And like, Nick is feeling great. He's feeling good about where he is in his tribe. Yule's feeling great. Wendell's feeling great. And now Wendell and Michelle with their past history, Michelle and Parvati, the best two that you could have from the original Cele tribe, have to stick together on a tribe. I think it's just so funny. And then, you know, everybody else is feeling pretty good. And it just started creating this just awkward, like Yule kind of took a back seat once this tribe took shape, because everybody else just had it was like a romantic comedy of just who's going to have these errors. And Michelle's got her little friend and she's got her ex, and Nick's got his crush who is married. And like, it was a romantic comedy.
It was so good. And now Natalie thinks she's rich. Parvati is the owner of, I can't count, but 5 fire tokens.
Does she have 5? Where did she get 5?
Her own. Ethan. She has 4. Never mind. Boston Rob has 2.
Yeah, Boston Rob. Yeah, so Boston Rob gave her 2, so she has 4. I'm surprised Boston Rob gave both of his to her.
I mean, who else would he give them to, though?
I don't know. I'm just surprised that he gave them both to her. Like, maybe he gives one to Boston, gives one to Parvati, and then like throws one over at somebody else just to throw it at them. You know what I mean?
Just to make watch world burn.
Maybe Jeremy. Why not? Who else did he feel close? I guess Parvati was who he was the closest with. So I guess it makes sense to do that. So, you know, that is what it is. But yeah, she has 4. That's crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah, she's killing it.
Yeah, so between her and Natalie, that they're almost to 5 for everybody partaking in the prop bet game. You're getting there. And Sandra's going to sit out again next week. So get ready, everybody.
I could have watched that Sally scene over and over again. Mm-hmm. That was it. Like, the Wendell Michelle thing hits so close to home, just in terms of like, this is what it's like to be uncomfortable around an ex. That was so good. But again, Michelle and Parvati don't have the numbers, but that doesn't seem to be a huge concern, considering that tonight's vote out was 4-1. Sarah and Sophie, dual MVPs of the night.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd give it to more. Probably
who made better eye contact during.
Yeah, I'd probably give it to Sarah, because her and Yule had a little bit more early on. So I'd probably say Sarah. But who did the puzzle? Was that Sarah and Adam? Were they the two working on the puzzle? Whoever did the puzzle out of Sarah and Sophie, give the other one MVP and move the other one down a peg, because that was really like the only bad thing they did this whole episode. I was surprised it was 4-1. I was expecting Sarah to have to use her advantage here to change this. I thought she was going to have to use the steal a vote. But I guess what we didn't hear is the early conversations were probably between Ben and Adam, like, we hate Boston Rob. And at least that's what they're saying. They probably don't actually hate Boston Rob, but that's what they were thinking. And also, in defense of Boston Rob, the strategy he employed tonight worked up until like season 27 of Survivor.
Yeah, that doesn't work anymore.
It just doesn't work anymore. Winners. But it worked for him so well back in the day. It's just a matter. And honestly, had he actually had the two guys on his side and Sarah was going home, great strategy. But in new school Survivor, you can't just sit on your hands like that, because there's so many advantages and so many things. Boston Rob could have sat there in his hands all day, still had the numbers, and Sarah could have said, I'm playing the steal of vote. Rob, you're not voting. I'm going to vote twice. and now it's 3-2 and Rob goes home anyway. You need to constantly be strategizing with everybody else. I think that's what Ben and Adam realized, but they weren't really worried about it because it's just like, whatever, we'll figure it out later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I almost wanted to say, like, are Ben and Adam are not that dumb. Like, they're not going to sit there and let Rob walk all over them, especially Adam, who had stood up to him so many times earlier this season. So I had a feeling that they were going to flip. And I think it was pretty clear considering that Sarah and Sophie were guaranteed to be safe and didn't even have to use that as, you know, leverage to get Adam or Ben to flip, because I think they probably had that conversation like before the well, like who even knows?
That's what I'm thinking. I think they had that conversation so much earlier. And I loved Sophie with the mouth blur here numerous times. When she's just like, he's an asshole. He's like, and then she tries to think of something else. And all she can say is he's such an asshole. Like she just couldn't think of anything else to say. And it's just, I don't know. Like, I think that this is the right move. I think you want to get rid of Boston Rob. You can't let him start to take control. And that's what happens tonight. If Sarah or Sophie go home tonight, Boston Rob starts to take control. And if you're Adam and you're Ben, it was Jeremy and Michelle who kind of wanted to work with Parvati and with Boston Rob. They want to use that shield mentality. Adam and Ben don't need the shields. Adam and Ben are just not that big of targets. So just play the game. Get rid of the big threats and just start playing your game. Now, Adam and Ben don't realize how screwed they are if they lose again. Because if they lose again, Sophie and Sarah are teaming up and they got both advantages. So it's going to be, who would we rather move forward with? Would we rather move forward with Ben or would we rather move forward with Adam? Now, so maybe from that perspective, Adam and Ben should have tried to vote out Boston Rob, or shouldn't have tried to vote out Boston Rob, and should have voted for Sarah, at least make her use an advantage that'd be the only way. But I think they're hoping that they're just going to win some challenges. It's going to be very interesting to see who those girls would decide between, though, if they'd rather Ben go home or Adam. I don't really know which one you find more trustworthy, because Ben's got, you know, a big mouth, but Adam is very weaselly. So which one do you trust more?
I don't know. The guy who made Ben have a big mouth is gone.
I know. That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
That is
true. But it looks like, I mean, in this preview, it's like one big happy family. I love that they put like music against it. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, that just showed, if anybody who wants to play Survivor, which as we saw today, Survivor 41 and Survivor 42 have both been postponed. Still going to happen. They're still going to happen, I believe. I think the whole world is about to go on a 1 month hiatus. That's my professional opinion. I think we're about to go on a 1 month hiatus, and I think Survivor 41 will get going. So it's just going to be pushed back. But I forget what my point was going to be, because I was saying something that seemed relevant and then it completely went away because I got sidetracked.
I don't know. Whoever was on season 41, you get 2 more months of swimming.
Yeah, you keep swimming, kids. but yeah, so I was going to say that just shows you the boredom of Survivor. Like everybody wants to play because of the challenges, because of the strategy. They sat around for like 7 hours, and that's not the only day that they sat around for like 7 hours. That is a common theme on Survivor. So, you know, anybody who's going out there and thinks that you're just getting the 42-minute cut, don't forget you also have another like 24 hours. So,
yeah,
so much.
Seriously, fun. I know. But yeah, so let's cut to the beginning real quick. So a lot of people had read about Yul. Why, you know, one of the main reasons that Yul was going out there this season, and if anyone's been on Twitter, like all the winners are getting behind this. You know, Survivor even aired a commercial about it, but definitely look into everything that Yul and Jonathan Penner are talking about with Penner's wife having ALS. It's candidly something that I really don't know much about, but I mean, hearing Yul talk about it and just seeing everybody be really supportive has been really, really cool. So definitely look more into it. Like, definitely donate if that's an option. But I thought that was really cool. I thought that really, you know, like takes you out of the game for a second. I thought it was really cool that we saw her come out on the family visit. I didn't even remember that. I didn't even put two and two together. So overall, just a really, really cool scene.
Yeah. And that was something that, because working out here in LA, she had written the Bye Bye Man. Her and Penner had both written the Bye Bye Man. And then it was only a couple months after that that she actually was diagnosed. So she's had it, I think, for close to a year. So like it was cool that like we actually got this moment because Yul really pushed this. And I'm happy for Yul, and I'm happy that he did this. And it just shows what a good guy Yul is. And also like Penner and his wife, like, you know, I mean, it's something that happened, and you respect the fact that, I mean, she's been dealing with this for a really long time, and Penner's been dealing with it, and his family's been dealing with it, and, you know, they're fighting to do everything they can. And I know that this really came to fame because of the ice bucket challenge, but I don't know, you know, anything you can do to support it, and good on Yule for, you know, I don't know, just be, you know, being him, good for him.
Yeah, and Yule had said, I read this in an interview, but Yule was saying that he was kind of unsure about bringing it up because, talk about a reason to get rid of somebody. I know that's so incredibly depressing, but that's what Survivor is. But it seems like it was brought up in a way that was really cool. I mean, like Sarah and Wendell, I think that was one thing where everyone was just like, let's take a step back and not really think about the game. And freaking Sarah, man, she's always in these like super emotional moments. It's incredible.
I was going to say, like, back in the game changer scene, she's like, I'd never met a trans person before this. And now it's, I don't even know what ALS is. Like, it's
Sarah,
like,
button it
Sarah,
up.
Open a book, open a book, Sarah. No, I mean, it's crazy though. I mean, she seems to be at the heart of all of these things all the time. Like, I don't know what it is about her, but maybe the next time Sarah's on a season, we just like, you get your tissues ready and you get ready for some like real drama on the show. That's just not just voting people out.
I don't know. Maybe Sarah, according to Phil, Sarah's never read a book, but Sarah has lifted some freaking weights. Arms are tanked.
So I got a question for you. What did you think about Adam making the argument that Sarah was worse in challenges than Sophie?
I was shocked to hear that. I think they bring different things. I feel like they purposely cut the camera to Sarah's like incredibly muscular traps as Adam said that. I mean, Sophie crushes it at the puzzles, and Sarah has been incredible in everything else.
Yeah.
She hasn't been great in the puzzles. I guess now that we're talking about it, she didn't do great in the puzzle this week, and she and Nick lost it last week. But I mean, you can't tell me Sarah's not athletic.
Well, and that's what I would think, though, is I would think that Sarah would be they would keep her around because she's athletic, and Sophie because of the puzzle. But the fact that Sarah was doing the puzzle, what is it about Sophie that makes you want to keep Sophie? Now, I'm going to talk in circles because I'm so confused. So, like, that's what I was thinking is like, oh, we have the three guys. We don't need somebody else for the physical portion. Sophie's better at puzzles. But you threw Sarah out there to do the puzzle.
Yeah, I know. So that was, and that one looked harder than usual. Normally I feel like I could do those, like, oh, make sure the color's different every time. This one looked really tough.
I love this puzzle though. I think this is a really cool idea. Yeah. I think I love these types of like no side can touch things. And it was another one of those puzzles. It doesn't really matter how much of a lead you have, but Wendell and Parvati killed it. I mean, they destroyed that puzzle. They did that so fast. I don't care what the editing showed. They did that so, so fast.
Oh, that was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, another great, not editing trick, but just like camera work. When they win, Michelle tries to hug Wendell like three times, and it just does not happen.
Oh, it was Sophie who did the puzzle, not Sarah. So we were mistaken.
Oh, okay. My fault. God, I'm like 0-5 tonight. I would love to know if anybody was at Wendell's watch party, what that was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michelle was at Johnny Fairplay's. And quick plug, Michelle is having a watch party in New York City next week. And assuming I haven't died of the coronavirus by then, I am going to be there, and potentially so will intern. So
I know. I wonder,
up, everybody.
I wonder if they're going to let those types of events still be thrown because, you know, they're starting to shut things down. The NBA just ended their season. So just happened while we're sitting here talking.
Wild. Yeah. And you know, Michelle can draw a crowd. So
I know she had a pretty big one. That looked like a fun event tonight with Fairplay and her and Nick Wilson down there in Long Branch. That was probably a really good time. So
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, hopefully they still have that next week and then you guys can have a good time. If not, stay safe and healthy. Yeah. But let's talk about this other tribe that we haven't talked about yet at all, which is the Tony, Jeremy, Kim, Sandra, Denise tribe. Another interesting one where the people who have the numbers are Tony, Kim, and Sandra, at least from an outsider's perspective. Jeremy and Denise are on the bottom. Kim looks like she's easily ready to flip. Tony and Sandra are going to work together, but Sandra has an idol that she's going to have to play. How do we feel about this? Like, does this tribe ever go to tribal? I mean, they have Tony and Jeremy. Sandra can now sit out every time, and Denise and Kim are tanks. Looks like next week both tribes are going to tribal. I don't know if this is the Malcolm type boot or if both tribes are going separately. But how do we feel about
Malcolm? I think it's the Malcolm Tribal Council.
Okay.
Not say I don't know what he said. He worded it in a way that made me think it's the Malcolm Tribal Council. But yeah, I don't think they're going to tribal, but someone had tweeted every single person on that tribe has an advantage except for Tony.
How insane
are we living in?
I know. How insane is that? It's like Sandra with her idol, Kim with, so Sophie gave the other half of the idol back to Kim.
Yeah. Which was the right move.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I was going to ask what you thought about that. I think for sure it's definitely the right move, because by giving it back to Kim, you keep your game open for the rest of the time. You know that a swap's coming. In case you end up on the same tribe, it shows good faith. If you end up on wrong tribes, it says, look, I want to work with you in the future, whether that's true or not. Who knows? But at least it gives off that hint. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I, at first I liked it, but now it's like Sophie found that tonight. And also that was awesome. Her just like grabbing it, stuffing it in her pants. As Rob is saying, like, I will never underestimate everybody. Yeah. I feel like it's almost too obvious that Sophie's going to win. So therefore Sophie is not going to win anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoves it in her pants and then empties her pockets. Like, I don't know where that went, but she did a good job. Yeah. But even she was like, oh, this is kind of tough. Like, now I understand Kim's predicament, but she gives it to Sarah and Sarah gives it back to her before tribal council and it's all fine. So do you just need to like hand it to someone?
You just have to hand it to somebody. You have to hand it to somebody though, but trust them enough to actually give it back to you, because you could hand it to somebody and they could just run away from you and be like, okay, I'm going to throw it in the ocean. And then you never see it again. So it still is a predicament. Like, you have to be close with somebody, mm-hmm. and also be close enough with that person that they're willing to give you the power and not try to take it for themselves. I think that's, I like this little wrinkle. I do think that's an interesting wrinkle.
Yeah, I think it is too, because you're right. You can't, now like one other person must know that you have an idol.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But Kim's got a new life now. I think Kim's looking really good.
I think Kim is fine, because I think what's going to end up happening is Jeremy and Denise need Kim. Tony and Sandra need Kim. And now Kim is in the middle position. And if Sandra plays her idol or something, it's going to be to get rid of a Jeremy or Denise. So I think Kim is set. I think Kim's in a really good spot. It's kind of crazy though. I mean, Sandra just won that challenge. Sandra's about to sit out. They might never lose another challenge. Hopefully they don't do a second swap like they did back in Game Changers and Sandra go home. But if Sandra goes to the next tribal council she goes to, she cannot be voted out if she as long as she plays the idol, which she kind of has to do. Sandra should be set till the merge with the tribe she's on.
Incredible. I know. Yeah, that tribe looks that they're a strong tribe. They're yeah. I know Tony isn't known for being great at challenges and Sandra isn't either, but I think I forgot how good Kim was in challenges.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, so that's a really strong tribe. Really, that Adam, I think Adam, Ben, Sarah, and Sophie are going to lose again. We always see that the tribe who has to build their shelter from scratch always seems to lose. Then they lose the first one, which puts them at a disadvantage. I could really see them losing again. I don't know if it's going to be right away or if it'll be in a little bit, but I could see them losing again. I don't know. I worry for Adam and Ben a lot there. I think Sarah and Sophie are definitely going to take over that tribe. So maybe that kind of sets the other people to try to get rid of a Dakal member. You know, maybe Michelle and Parvati are able to kind of, I mean, now Dakal really does have the advantage on every single tribe. They didn't on the one tribe that went, and now they keep the advantage. I wonder if Michelle and Parvati will be able to convince somebody like, hey, let's vote out Wendell or something. But it seems like they're all really content, except for we finally got to see Parvati and Yule speak to each other for the first time in like 27 seasons.
Clearly they haven't spoken.
There could be something there though. And I think Yule saying like you're my wife's favorite player and all of that. There could be something there where Yule, Parvati, and Michelle do flip one on Wendell or Nick. I mean, Wendell came out of this looking very much like a villain, even though I don't think he necessarily should have.
Yeah, I think, and even like this is how likable Wendell is. Like, he doesn't even look that bad. It's just more of like,
I know.
He's the one who broke up with her, so obviously he's going to be the bad guy. Oh my God, when Parvati asked what Yule's wife's name was, I was like, they have not spoken since the Cook Islands reunion.
And I just think that that's Yule, and I think that's a lot of the old school. I mean, remember, Amber hadn't met a lot of these people. I mean, Amber hasn't met them. Yule hasn't met them. I think that's the old school mentality. Everybody kind of keeps to themselves. They know each other, or, you know, they played the game and they moved on. This wasn't, I mean, this is nowhere near the levels of Big Brother where it's like, I just want to be famous. A lot of these people still want to play. But back in the day, it was just for the adventure, and you didn't have the social media presence. You couldn't become an Instagram influencer afterwards. Like, there was nothing you could do with that. So a lot of people just went off and lived their lives. And, you know, some of them stayed in contact, but for the most part, they really didn't, or they would see each other every now and then. Nowadays, it's like, if you don't see these people, I got Bradley texting me right now being like, when are we hanging out? It's like, sorry, man, I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks. Like, calm down. Don't worry, baby. I'm still here. But like, it's weird because a lot of these players, like, they are always in each other's business. I mean, Pete, Michelle, Nick, they're all hanging out tonight. They hang out, it seems like, a lot. Back then, that didn't happen. I don't know if you and Ozzy have spoken since Cook Islands.
Has anybody spoken to Ozzy? Is he like around? Anybody?
I mean, I've met Ozzy. I have a picture with Ozzy.
Oh, that's awesome. So. Yeah, I liked that. I think there's an opportunity there with Wendell, or excuse me, with Yul and Parvati. I also just really want there to be one, but yeah, I mean, Yul and Sophie were the tight duo, but Wendell and Nick were, I mean, that's three out of the four there. So that's going to be a lot harder to break up than Ben, Rob, and Adam, who all admitted that they were voting for each other.
So that well scene was one of the funniest scenes Survivor's had so in a very long time. Yeah, I mean, they just started opening up. It was, yeah, I voted for him and he kind of blindsided me and I kind of blindsided him and Ben kind of blindsided. And I'm like, spill your guts, why don't you?
Oh my God, so good. I feel like they felt like they had to because they probably couldn't fake really liking each other. I don't know, but I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And then, I mean, we had no Edge of Extinction tonight, which I know has been a big talking point for us. For sure.
Right move, though. Right
move. And I don't think we're going to see it next week either, especially if it is maybe Bree. Well, it looks like Tyson. We're going to see some of it because Tyson is planning something. But it'll be very brief, I think, especially if I feel like next week's episode is going to be like, just to remind you, Rob and Amber, they're together now and Tyson's there doing whatever Tyson's doing. And now we're going to have to do this crazy tribal council where we have to go back and forth between two camps and everything like that. You know, I mean, so far, this type of twist is about 50-50 for me. I think it's a very short-sighted twist. I've always kind of felt that way, but I'm kind of hoping that two people just go home. I think that'd be more fun. On an all-winter season, if you don't finish first place, you should go home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. I think that's it. My DS.
No, William, you are not. You are not. But oh, I needed to give Bradley a new ringtone. So now he has it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cute when Michelle kept calling Wendell babes. I don't know. I thought that was sweet.
I know. Well, I mean, it seems like she's trying. It seems, I don't know. Their interaction was weird. It was very weird.
Good. I feel like she was trying. He was not having it. He's also in the majority. So yeah.
He's in the majority. It's also, and I'm not saying this because I'm a dude, but a lot of times when it comes to a breakup, it's a little bit easier to make the dude look like the bad guy. It really is. And so I don't know. I mean, I think like it's just easier because like Michelle can be like, hey, man, let's offer the olive branch. And it's easier to make the guy look bad. It really is. We always want to side with the girl, especially when they're Michelle.
Especially when she's Michelle. Phil, this must be very conflicting for you.
No, it's not. I hate Wendell. Wendell can get out. Myself. Get out. I want to call Dom on the phone right now and say, you like this guy? You went to final three with this guy? You let this guy win? I want to call Laurel. I can't believe you casted your vote for him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cancel Wendell. Oh God. No, someone's going to do that. So no, Wendell.
I know. Don't actually cancel Wendell. Fine. I like Wendell a lot.
Wendell's amazing. We love him. It's all fine. I think.
And him and Michelle are fine.
Yeah. They're friends. So who gives a whatever? It's totally fine.
Exactly.
What else? I feel like when on these tribe swaps, like, because not a ton happens, it's not so much to cover. Well,
it was interesting because I felt like a lot happened in this episode, but it was so very straightforward. Like, a lot of times when you get these tribe swaps, it's not straightforward. I understand why Boston Rob went home tonight. If you're Adam and Ben, you haven't been close with him anyway, you don't want to play with him, so you vote him out. If you're, you know, Sarah and Sophie, of course you get rid of Boston Rob. He's a threat. Adam and Ben, you can get rid of them whenever you want to. But now you've also taken the numbers back on your side. And I think that's just what happened. I think early on it was just stated, hey, I want to get rid of Boston Rob. And everybody was like, sure, we'll do that. And so the girls just write down Boston Rob's name without even having to say anything else to each other. And it was easy enough. I mean, that's it. It's simple. So who knows? Who knows what we didn't actually see? And unfortunately, we won't get any what do you call it? Any exit press to find out what we didn't see.
I know. Yeah. I know when they're sitting, when they were sitting around at the fire, just like, so what's your favorite kind of Oreos? I was like, I know. Are we all grown adults doing this? Like,
I know.
This is ridiculous.
I know. Mint Oreos. Well, I'm sure that that's what
I've
actually
never
goes
on. Oreo. I think it is. I think mint. It is what goes on. I think you're right.
I think that is what goes on. It's just funny to hear it after they lose. And now they're sitting there. And look, this, like I said, this strategy worked for Boston Rob back in Redemption Island. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him for trying to do it again. And I don't blame him for kind of going into this role. I mean, it's the best strategy he could have in that moment.
Yeah. And it's really funny to see. I know we don't consider Rob old school, but even tonight he was kind of admitting it. He was like, I found one idol and it was after four clues. Mm-hmm. I can't just like find idols.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's never had to play that type of game.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. I thought that was really interesting to kind of hear him kind of own up to that.
Yeah. And I don't know. What else do we have? Oh, who would you put as MVP for this week? I know we were talking about Sarah or Sophie. Now it seems like it should be Sarah, but she's on intern's team. So I don't really feel like that.
You know what? I actually made a promise to intern. My vote for MVP is intern because Sarah didn't go home.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean,
let me look. Who's even on my team?
Damn, intern's team sucks.
Yeah, I mean, his team is just, I mean, I'm going to say, I'll give it to Sarah. I think Sarah had a good human moment. I think Sarah earned Sophie's trust in that Sophie gave her the idol. And Sarah went home tonight Sarah survived tonight when she was technically the one who was supposed to go home. So mm-hmm. I'll give it to Sarah.
Yeah, I think Sarah's probably right. Don't add up the scores because I'll do it. I forget how many days passed tonight.
Oh, I never do that because I...
Yeah, I'll do it. I just wanted to make sure so we don't get confused. But yeah, I think it's probably Sarah. I think she had the best night. Her and Sophie both, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, both of them were fantastic. Take your pick. They're both great. And I feel like Sophie has more longevity in this game than Sarah has, mm-hmm. mainly because an idol, I think, is more powerful than a steal a vote, especially if you're going to be the one going home that night. But now let's think about these advantages. And this might be a good time to do this since we're on the tribes. Nick has nothing, right?
Right.
Parv has four tokens.
Yep.
Yule has nothing.
Nick has two tokens, I guess.
Nick has two tokens. Yule has four. Or Parvati has four. Yule has nothing but knows Sophie has the idol, right? Or he doesn't even know. I don't think she told him.
I don't think she told him.
I mean, we didn't see it. Michelle has nothing and Wendell has nothing but hatred in his soul. So
Michelle is perfect and Wendell has hatred.
Yeah. Evil. So Wendell's there. On the next tribe, Tony has nothing. Jeremy has the safety without power. Kim has an idol. Sandra has an idol. And Denise has an idol. That is insane. So think about this. We could be at final 14 Tony get booted in a Cerie Fields kind of way.
Do you think that would make them change anything?
I don't know. I mean, it didn't change when they had Malcolm go the way he went.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Tony can't go that way.
That would be brutal. I mean, because I'm looking at that, and here's what I think would happen, though. I don't think all of them would play their idols. So let's say Sandra thinks she's going home. She plays her idol. I don't think Kim or Denise necessarily play their idol right away because maybe they don't think they're getting the votes, and they get the votes, and they go home with an idol in their pocket. I think that could happen. The thing with Sandra's is she's going to play that idol because she kind of has to play that idol. I mean, she does. It would be stupid for her to not play that idol.
Yeah, I think she's got to play it. Yeah. I don't know. I think like Denise, why would Denise ever have to play hers? She seems fine. Kim's really the only one who I think would play it.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kim might just because she'd be worried like, oh, now Tony and Sandra are going to come for me. But maybe Denise says they're going to come for me. I don't even know. This is tough. I mean, I hope that tribe doesn't go to tribal. You look at that tribe, they shouldn't go to tribal.
Them.
Sandra's
going
to be sitting. They should not go to tribal. But then again, tonight, Yara shouldn't have gone to tribal. And that tribe was the one that was way behind. They were the ones who sucked at the throwing, couldn't get up and over the obstacles. Again, a lot to do with Sandra. But I'm just saying. That's something to think about. That's
well, the thing is, it all comes down to the puzzle. And a big-time puzzle goer is gone now.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, he wasn't great on this season at puzzles. obviously.
No,
I mean, there wasn't really, he kind of lost his touch a little bit. He was a little out of practice. But yeah, he's gone. And so I don't know. I mean, if I'm a betting man for next week, which this might be the only thing I have to bet on, because who knows, if the NBA just got canceled, March Madness is probably not going to be far to follow.
Right, but now, March Madness, I think they don't have, they're not doing,
they don't have fans, but yeah. I could see this becoming more of a thing. But maybe this will be the only thing in my life that I could possibly have to bet on. And I would bet that Adam, Ben, Saren, so if you're going back to tribal, I just think there's no strength on that tribe. There really isn't. And maybe not necessarily one of them go home, but I do not see them coming in first place out of three tribes.
Yeah, I don't think they'll come in first. I mean, Saren and Ben have strength.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Selle doesn't strike me as immediately super athletic, but I don't know.
I wonder.
Has
so
not been great in challenges.
I don't want to get too into our predictions here, but again, we're only 31 minutes in, so I feel like we should milk this a little bit. But when you look at these, if we had to think of like two tribes that were going to go, let's say that Tony, Jeremy, Kim, Denise does win next week, and two tribes do go together, do Sarah, Sophie, Yule, Wendell, and Nick just say, let's get rid of Parv, and then Sarah and Sophie can be like, we got rid of Boston, Rob, and Parvati back to back,
yeah,
because we could. That would be insane.
That would be insane. I know. And actually for $20 patrons, I think almost everybody had Boston Rob last.
Yeah, it was right near the bottom. I mean, it was between like 12 and 15. I don't think anybody had him anywhere higher than that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they kicked the crap out of him.
I know. Yeah. Losing Parv next week would be a tough one.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? That means we would go what? Ethan, Tyson, Boston Rob, Parvati all in a row.
That would be a tough group of four to lose.
And Danny went right before that. So we just lost all the new schooler or all the old schoolers back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Ah.
Which you didn't think that would be a huge problem, but I think it's going to happen.
But they're not going home because they're old schoolers. They're just going home. These guys are going home because of legend status. Ethan went home because of their legend status. I mean, it's crazy. It's
yeah. Weird. I know. Yeah. But what I'm fine with about this is like, Parvati goes home next. I'll be upset if Parvati goes home next week, but mm-hmm. This season is still going to be amazing.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then, I mean, look how happy too Adam, Ben, Sarah, and Sophie are in next week's preview, where it's like Adam calls Boston Rob the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
And so he's dead. Ding dong. Boston Rob is gone. And it's like, things aren't going to end happy for them. We saw that tonight when DeKal, Nick comes back. He's like, I got the token from Tyson. I could possibly work with Tyson in the future, which that might be setting off alarms in my head. That's like, is Tyson going to come back from Edge of Extinction? Because nobody else has said they're going to work with any of those people when they get voted off. So Nick says that and he's like, I love our tribe. Yule, I love our tribe. Sarah, I love our tribe. Jeff, we're going to switch tribes. So
yeah, it's like, who saw that one coming?
I know, right? I know.
I want to know how Boston Rob went from the Godfather to the Wicked Witch of the West.
I know. I mean, iconic characters, but two very different things.
I know.
At the end of the day, two very, very different things. I mean, I don't know. Boston Rob's gone, though. There's something that's so conflicting in me about Boston Rob every time that he ends up going home. I've never rooted for Boston Rob in one of his seasons. Never did. Just not a fan of his play. But every time he goes home, there's such a gap right after he goes home. Like there's such a void left by Boston Rob going home. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting, like how that happens. It seems like every time. And Marquesas, it was hidden because right after that you had the crazy flip. And then in Heroes Villains, it was kind of masked just because next was Coach, which is just the best vote ever. And then it's kind of masked again. It's probably going to be masked again here because there's going to be so much going on. So I don't know. I don't know. What another thing too, what did you think about the difference in shelters and poor Wendell having to do his job twice?
So that's one thing that I was wanting to ask about, because Selle, whenever we saw them, they were sitting on the floor.
Mm-hmm. They were always sleeping next to the fire.
Did they just choose to not make a shelter with Boston Rob, the guy who works in construction?
He used to work in construction. Now he's a poker player / he's just a multimillionaire and he doesn't
need it. He still works in construction though.
Does he? Well, clearly he's a foreman because like he doesn't still build. That's for sure. Because that was a sad looking little thing.
That was not good. You know, Wendell was like, oh man, I got to run this back. I got to kick it again.
And who was it? Was it Nick or something who was like, no, Nick went to the other. No, it was Nick. I think he was like, wow, you guys got quite a home here or something like that. And it was so just like cute. So bad. Oh, it's so bad. Yeah, oh,
Michelle
my God.
Was like, Wendell, get to work.
I know. Maybe that's another reason why they weren't getting along. Maybe, you know, being told
what
to do.
I'm sure the new Yara tribe can't be that great either, because it's Boston Rob would have been the only person to make the shelter and he is gone.
Well, I mean, they didn't even have a roof. They were all just kind of sitting around in like that little man-made porch thing.
I know. I feel like they're just like, you know what? We know how this thing works. Like, we'll just sleep on the ground.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's something, too, you have to think about. Do the elements really bother me? Is it going to rain on us or should we just sit here? It seems like the big typhoons and everything in Fiji always come in the early season. So maybe it's not a big deal. Yeah, it's like, whatever, we'll just do it. And we'll sleep next to the fire and it's warmer anyway. And then we don't have to waste our energy, because especially with Edge of Extinction being there, I mean, do you really want to be carrying around logs and doing all that stuff all the time? I don't think so.
I guess not. Yeah. And they're all, I mean, they don't need to fake it anymore because they're all going on idol search parties together. So yeah, I think we just don't care.
Ah, that's true. That's a good point. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say about this. I mean, three tribes, great shakeup. I could not have been happier with how it went. I mean, whoever ends up going home, it's going to be heartbreaking every week anyway. But in terms of just pure entertainment, you couldn't have really asked for a better group. The only thing that we kind of missed out on, which we still could get because he could go to Edge of Extinction, but we never saw Tony and Boston Rob on a tribe together. And I think that would have taken Tony out of his game and driven him absolutely bonkers. I think he would have just lost his mind. If
he's playing so cool right now.
Yeah, if Boston Rob starts coming at him, I think Tony would have lost his mind.
Yeah, but so. Tony loves to see another day. Idolist Tony, still kicking it.
Yeah, I love it. So anyway, I mean, I guess that's really it. I don't have anything else in my notes here. I really just couldn't believe that.
Either. So Boston Rob referenced the buddy system, but did he actually say a buddy system on steroids?
No, that was Sarah who said that. Maybe it was Sophie. One of the girls. Now I'm going to mix up Sarah and Sophie. And now I'm just such an asshole because I shouldn't be mixing them up. But they did do everything together tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah. Sarah and Sophie.
All right. Whichever one of them said it. What I did is I took away Ben and Adam having idols. They were, because now I'm going to the prop bet. We had it that people who had the haves, I feel like Ben and
it
Adam.
It should be the full. You're right. It should be the full.
So Sophie got an idol tonight. Kim now has a full idol. Yule cried. Either Sarah or Sophie said the episode title. And Parvati does not have 5 fire tokens. So we'll try again next week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about
Sarah to. Said it okay, according to the chat of Sarah.
I'm about to go and watch it again. Wait, so I'm trying to figure out, what does intern want me to do here? Sort A to Z? Sort Z to A. Oh, what? Okay. I'm seeing this. So first place right now is Mason something. I don't know what his name is, but he's got 12 points. That's who's leading the prop bet right now.
Go Mason.
So he's got 12 points. A bunch of people with 10. I just figured we haven't really given an update on that. Intern did this crazy thing where we can see all your names and everything. So you're all in there. I don't even know if I ever submitted properly.
Yeah, I don't think I did either.
Well, I would be winning, just like I'm still winning the power rankings game, because now I have 49 points and there was no way for anybody to catch me.
Yeah, I know. I'll tally those up tonight because we're podcasting at a reasonable hour. It's only 10, a little after 10 o'clock. We had a short one tonight.
I know. We had a short one tonight. Next week will probably be a little bit longer because especially with the chaos of who's going to go and who's going to do whatever. We're trying to figure out who's coming on Sunday. We kind of have it settled and then we kind of didn't. And then everything in my life just got canceled because of coronavirus. So
and Wendell got canceled. So
yeah, Wendell and my life both got canceled in the same day. So thanks a lot. Coronavirus. I don't know. I'm happy about Wendell being canceled. I'm not happy about myself being canceled, but
I also don't believe that
everybody
excited about this guest, because this is someone we haven't had yet, so we don't want to spoil them in case we maybe do them a different week. So TBD on what Sunday's deal is going to be. But in the meantime, because I'm sure all of you across the world, we have a lot of international viewers, you know, you guys should be staying home. Don't spend your money on restaurants. You're not going to any sporting events or any concerts anytime soon. So you know what you should do with that money? Become a patron of the Survivor Special.
I was going to say donate it to Penner and ALS, but Alexa wants you to donate to us. I'll take the high road here. So you can all see what a better person I am than Alexa.
Oh, yes. God.
So I know that right now people are probably financially struggling. Serious issue with the hourly employees right now in America.
Excited about my segue.
Yeah. No, your segue was great, but I was kind of waiting to use this against you anyway. So I am clearly the good person here. And I just wanted to kind of show the contrast of like Michelle being a hero and Wendell being evil. Men aren't always evil. Alexa's the evil one here and I'm the hero.
Hashtag Team Wendell.
I will say this though, and I love Alexa's segue. If you're not spending your money on anything else, if you're just staying home, you're watching Netflix, you're salaried, so you're making a lot of money and it doesn't matter, either become a Survivor Specialist patron, which we're still going to do a March Madness bracket. We're going to do alliances.
And there will be
fans. And or donate to Penner and his wife and the ALS Foundation. Do one or the other.
Absolutely.
Or both.
Do both. Prioritize Penner's family. I'm going to go crawl in a hole for the rest of my life now.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so we'll be back at some point this weekend with our predictions. I guess next Wednesday is when we'll be doing our March Madness alliance bracket.
Yeah.
Actually, we will not, because Alexa and Robert are going to be getting drunk with Shell.
I know. I got to find somebody to podcast with. I might be doing it with Vaughn. Unless you get shut down, or I'll do it with Vaughn. And then we will do this bracket game. I'm not joking when I said pretty much my entire life got canceled. I just went from being the busiest person of all time doing like 100-hour weeks of nonsense to like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing like 3 hours of work per week for the next month. So Alexa, I'm pretty much on whatever you want, whenever you want to do it. And we'll do the Q&A as well. So get in there. And if you are a $5 patron or a $10 patron or a $20 patron and you like the Q&A, but you want to actually have a question answered, go on our Facebook group and ask a question. We always get it from the same people. Don't be shy. Ask the question. There are no dumb questions. Chris Dixon proved that. So there are no dumb questions. If he's allowed to ask whatever he wants, you also are allowed to ask whatever you want.
Phil, I feel like you should start taking my – I should start doing the intros and you start doing the closeouts, because I just got – completely dunked on tonight.
I had to. I mean, it was like we had to kind of drag this podcast out anyway, and there was no way I was gonna let you get away with, because I was gonna say earlier, like, I'm telling everybody here, you can take the money away from us and go donate it to Penner and his wife and the ALS Foundation, but you know, you left it open for me. So thank you, Alexa. Thank you for making me look like the good guy I am. Thank you, Michelle, for revealing the true colors of Wendell, who has only been on this podcast twice because he's evil.
And Michelle has never, because she's great.
Yeah, I know, right? I gotta say, and I know Wendell's gonna get so much hate, even though Wendell and Michelle have been kind of bouncing back and forth and playing jokes. And I don't think Wendell's gonna come out looking that bad because he's Wendell. Wendell's the man. We all love Wendell. We all love Wendell.
Cut the guy some slack.
But I have to give him a hard time. And Sarah Lucina, if you made it this far in the podcast, tell us what you really thought.
We love you, and Phil, things you can't read, but I think you're great.
Yeah, I didn't say she can't read. I just think she needs to go buy a book.
Sarah, I would love to hear what your workout routine is, because I want to look like you.
Yeah, there you go. And Yule, I'd love to hear yours, because I'd like to look like you.
And so, we are sucking up.
And now we're ready to get out.
All right, everyone, wash your hands. Give Jonathan Penner your money, and –